That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about your student loan payments. If you have more than $10,000 in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-506-5810. 800-506-5810. Completely wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call now. 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Play.
I'm Brett Jackerman. Peyton Manning is taking one for the team. He intends to return to the Broncos next year, but at a lower price. ESPN reports the two sides are near a new deal, one that will pay Manning $4 million less next year. The Eagles have cut Trent Cole today. The Cavaliers take on the Raptors tonight in Toronto in what is a key game in the Eastern Conference standings. Cleveland trails Toronto by a game for the second spot. Cavs have come a long way over the last 2 months, but LeBron James said they're still not where they want to be.
They're not there. We still got a lot of room to improve. We're still trying to get better. We got a lot of games to play. We're not playoff ready right now.
And in the West, the Grizzlies, second in the conference and a game and a half up on the Rockets, are in Houston tonight. James Harden returns after serving his one-game suspension. The Blazers are fourth in the West, a half game in front of the Clippers, and are in L.A. tonight. Portland is just a game over 500 on the road this year. Head coach Terry Stotts said a win is imperative tonight.
It's tough to win on the road in this league. And at this stage of the season, when you're a third or 20-some games left to go, every game gets magnified a little bit more. It seems like a little bit more importance is placed on each game. And home or road, you got to get the wins when you can.
39-year-old Ray Allen announced he will not return this year. He has yet to play since last summer with the Heat. College basketball, third-ranked Duke hosts Wake Forest. The Blue Devils are second in the ACC. Notre Dame is third in the conference, and on the road tonight at Louisville, the Cardinals trail the Fighting Irish by just a game in the conference standings. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Great guests and expert analysis. We've got college basketball covered. Expect it here. CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Who is this? Jim in Iowa? Jim in Iowa emails us, askthepros at cbsradio.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts has highly trained, friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals. Our parts professionals will help you find the parts you need to get the job done right the first time. O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get back on the road and fast. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Jim in Iowa says, Doug, today, as you tweeted out, is the 25th anniversary of Hank Gathers dying on the floor at Gersten Pavilion, a.k.a. the house that Hank built. What do you remember about Hank the Bank? People ask me all the time, why'd you wear 44? Okay, now's your chance to find out. Ernie Davis wore 44, famous number at Syracuse. My mom went to Syracuse. My grandma went to Syracuse. My grandpa went to Syracuse. My cousin went to Syracuse. Ernie Davis and that number 44 is synonymous with greatness in many sports, football and basketball, and I think lacrosse as well, at Syracuse. Jerry West, the logo, wore 44. Pete Maravich, one of the numbers he wore. He wore 7, he wore 23. You can't wear 7 in college basketball or high school basketball. I tried. Wore 44. And Hank Gathers wore 44. Every year on March 4th, when I would play in college, I would write Hank the Bank on my socks. I would pay homage to a guy who I met once in person and I saw play several times. Hank Gathers was from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He and Bo Kimble went to play at USC. They played there as freshmen. USC was put on probation, partially because of the recruitment of Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble. They transferred, stayed in L.A., and went to Loyola Marymount. They played for Paul Westhead, who was a former head coach of the L.A. Lakers, among others. And they had this incredible system where they would just run and shoot and press and score for 100 points a game. And it was awesome. And the year before, they had made a run in the NCAA tournament. Corey Gaines, another transfer from UCLA, had been their point guard. And if you're in L.A., you just couldn't take your eyes off it. Who played this way? They played against Oregon State, and Oregon State had Gary Payton. They go up to Oregon State. Oregon State's got 72 points at the half. At the half. And they lost. Because what would happen is, they'd let you go out and run. They'd let you go get layups. They'd let you get open three-pointers. You'd break the press. You'd shoot. Go ahead. And then all of a sudden, you'd be running in the second half. Oh, my gosh. I've never been this tired before in my life. You play that way once a year. They play that way every day. What's the expression? What's the old expression from Vince Lombardi? Fatigue makes cowards of us all, right? Really makes mortals of superheroes. 25 years ago today, Hank Gathers, who the year before had led the country in scoring and rebounding. Scoring and rebounding. And he was like a 6'5 post. He had passed out when they played at UC Santa Barbara earlier the year. And they found out he had a heart condition. Hank Gathers was as good a scorer as he was a terrible free throw shooter. He was so bad, they told him, first try and bank it in. That's how he got the name Hank the Bank. Then they taught him, said, shoot it left-handed. So he did. So he passed out, missed some games. Bo Kimble, his teammate, best friend, who came with him from Philadelphia to SC, to Loyola Marymount, then became the nation's leading scorer. I was 14 years old. And I came home from practice. And we had two TVs in my house when I was a kid. Two cable boxes. Two phone lines, two cable boxes. Still old school, right? It's 25 years ago, since 1990. And my dad was watching probably Cheers in the other room. So I go into my brother's room, who he had the only other TV. He was a high school senior. Flip on his TV to watch Prime Ticket. Because back then, Prime Ticket used to carry the West Coast Conference, semis and finals, maybe even the whole tournament. And I was watching Loyola Marymount play, and Hank Gathers went down, and he never got up. And I didn't know what to do. The year before, I had a friend named Don Clark, who was 13 years old. He was like 6'7". He was a man-child. And he had had sudden death. He had died right after a basketball practice. And I just remember after my friend Don died, at Villa Park High School, and then watching Hank Gathers die, I just thought, is this what happens like when you play basketball? Am I going to die? I remember being scared of stop playing basketball. Because it's when you stop and you try and catch your breath and you feel your heart like racing. Loyola Marymount didn't play in the finals. He died. Today's death, that marks the 25th anniversary. Today's date that marks the 25th anniversary of his death was actually the semifinals. They didn't play the finals. They went to the NCAA tournament, and the NCAA tournament put them in Long Beach. Long Beach Arena is right next to where the Queen Mary is parked. It's also, remarkably, where Long Beach State used to play their home games. I know this because my dad, when we moved to California, he was an assistant coach at Long Beach State. So I've been to the arena before. We got tickets. We went to the game. And everybody just kind of made shirts up that said Hank the Bank, and he drew a 44 on it, and it was just a cool thing to be a part of. And I walked into the arena, and there were signs everywhere. And usually at NCAA tournament games, there's not like signs. It's a very sterile environment. They've made it too sterile now, but there's like a sterile environment, right? There's home fans for every different team and different, and there's four bands playing at once. But this was different. Everybody was maroon. And you have to also understand that some of the players that had played for Lillard Marymount during the stretch, in addition to being transfers, there was a couple of Orange County guys. I'm from Orange County. There's a kid named Jeff Fryer, who was their great three-point shooter. And there's a kid named Tom Peabody, who played at Modern Day, who is known as the Human Bruise. It's a great nickname. It's a great nickname. So Fryer's still playing for the team, and we watched the team run out, and it was just incredibly like emotional. And here comes Bo Kimble, and he's coming up the court, and early on in the game, he's fouled. And the place goes silent. And he dribbles three times with his right hand, switches to his left hand. And in honor of his fallen friend and his former teammate, who had just died a week before from a heart arrhythmia, he shoots the ball left-handed. And he made it. And there wasn't a dry eye in the place. I've never been to a sporting event. I've been to a lot. I've been to Super Bowls. I've been to over 20 Final Fours. I played 4 years in college basketball. I played in European championships. I've been to soccer matches. I've been to the World Cup when it was. I've been to the Olympics. I've gotten a chance in my 39 years of life to be at a lot of different events. I've been at upsets, incredible finishes. I've never seen anything like it. And Bo Kimble held up four fingers on each hand. And so did everybody else in the crowd. It was like it was out of a movie. And I had been to Final Four. I was probably 8 or 9 years old when my dad started taking me to Final Fours. And me and my buddy, Miles Simon, we used to go with our dads. And then a guy named Clay McKnight, whose dad was the coach at Modern Day, he started going with us. Adam Walton, whose dad's Bill Walton, he started going with us. And we went to all of them. But when I was 14 and I was in that gym and I saw that emotion and I saw that bond and I saw, and I think, I can't remember what they beat New Mexico State by. But I remember the next night or 2 nights later, they played defending champion Michigan and they scored 144 points. That's in a 40-minute game. They scored 144 points. In that moment, I was just in love with the NCAA tournament, with the emotion of it, the bond of it, the cohesiveness of it, the idea that for that one singular moment, all the stuff that goes on in your regular life,